Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans. Here on a Saturday, it is time for the weekend edition, podcast edition of Busted Open Radio. I'm Ryan McKinnell, your weekend host, and joining me, as always, got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, holding it down. And on this Saturday edition of Busted Open, we take a look back on Friday night to what we saw on Rampage and SmackDown. A little love between Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn, and the returning Brock Lesnar. It also wouldn't be a Saturday show if we didn't give you a best of the week when we take a look at Weekly Winner, where Mark and I give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. And speaking of pro wrestling, we got a grudge match on the docket Saturday night tonight at NWA Hard Times 2. NWA Women's Champ Camille is getting it in against the legend Melina, and we got both of them squaring off today on a face-to-face edition of Busted Open. You don't want to miss this one. Camille and Melina getting heated on the Saturday edition of Busted Open. All you got to do is sit back, relax, click play. Let's get it going. Busted Open on a weekend. Sami Zayn winning his chance at Roman Reigns last week in that battle royal. The problem was, Mark, Sami thought he was getting that shot at day one on January 1st. Not the case. Brock Lesnar showed up last night.
Got bullied.
Basically bullied. Yeah, you're right. Basically bullied and forced Sami into taking his title shot last night. And before he did, Brock Lesnar kicked the shit out of him. So,
yeah, it wasn't pretty.
There's really no way around it. Sami Zayn continues to get screwed by the powers that be and the head of the table, Roman Reigns. You know how much I love Sami Zayn? Felt for my guy last night. Felt for my guy.
Nope. Did not feel bad for Sami. Sami needed to have a grill set. He needs a grill set. And he was used as a pawn in the grander scheme of things. But one thing about that, when you're a pawn, sometimes the board gets reset and you go right back to the front. And I feel like this is not over. Sami is going to get his comeuppance because if you use me and I get put back on the front line, when your time comes, I'm going to pull the rug out from under your ass because I hold a grudge. And
more
I think that Sami holds a grudge and he's going to get back at Brock Lesnar.
Could you see this as a potential? I mean, because it feels like on some level we're slowly building sympathy towards Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn's always going to be a fan favorite for me. I love him as a person.
Me too.
I love him on social media. You know, character aside, he's a guy that I always want to see make money and see succeed and see to have a place in professional wrestling. It's been a while since we've seen Sami Zayn as a babyface. I mean, years now, right? You've got Owens. Looks like he might be going heel. Change for him. Zayn, could you be seeing a change for Sami Zayn? Could you see him headed more towards the light and seeing a you talked about a resetting of the chessboard and the pawn being back in front, right? Could you see a resetting of Sami Zayn and his character? Because, Mark, it feels like we're building sympathy for Sami. We're adding layers to his character. I'm here for it. What do you think the end game is here?
You know what? I don't know what the end game is because I don't always trust that the right thing is going to be done. But as it relates to potential, Sami Zayn's got all the potential in the world to be the best heel or the best face. It's just a matter of where you book him, where you push him. And you talked about respecting the guy and loving the guy, like as a person, man, like it ain't many that I hold that a high regard, because his talent is undeniable. No, he don't look like Adonis. Don't have to.
Hell no. No.
Don't have to.
Right.
The dude is an unbelievable worker. Put somebody out there that can say, Sammy, we need you to wrestle an hour tonight. He could do it. Easily.
Yeah.
Twice on Sunday.
Yep, he's that guy.
Sammy, we need you to pull 20 minutes with the mic. Walk into the ring, boss. Mic in hand. I will have them captivated. Sammy, go out there and get some heat. I mean, I want you to make national news. He will cut a promo that will talk about politics.
I was going to say, he could absolutely
cut. He'll cut a promo
talking
about women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
He'll cut a promo about how he feels America is against the Black Lives Matter movement. We don't have that in Canada where I'm from. You, Sammy can rake you over the coals on the microphone.
Guy. Yep.
So I'm looking at all of this talent, and I'm wondering why. Maybe. The revenge factor is in. You talk about turning the business on his ear. With all of this stuff that's going on, imagine the Sammy parade if he pulled the rug out from under and there was some kind of underlying deal with Paul Heyman that would get him a title shot. See, that's how my brain worked. I want everybody to think like, wow, that was crazy.
Oh, I'd love to get something
and
like that.
And we don't get that much.
No, we don't. That is kind of the unfortunate part of being a pro wrestling fan. But hopefully, you know, something is on the horizon for Sami Zayn other than just getting ragdolled by Brock Lesnar and claiming conspiracy and whining. And hopefully it's building towards something because, as you said, five-tool player, Swiss Army knife of professional wrestling can do it all entertainingly and can keep us captivated. Now, as we talked about captivating characters, Roman Reigns, the head of the table, he has been doing captivating work. It's been going now for over a year. I posed the question last week if it was getting a little stale. There aren't a lot of interest in terms of who can actually take out Roman Reigns. It's almost like a foregone conclusion that he is your forever Universal Champion. Well, that takes a bit of a turn, obviously, last night. Brock Lesnar coming back from a suspension. Not only Brock Lesnar coming back from a suspension, Mark Henry, but we're finding out that Brock Lesnar is next in line for the title. He's getting his shot at day one, the pay-per-view that's happening, the new pay-per-view on January 1st. And, you know, obviously it's against Roman Reigns. Revenge is on the mind. Lesnar hasn't had the best track record against Roman Reigns, something that Sami Zayn alluded to before getting taken to Suplex City. He was trying his best to be complimentary to making Brock Lesnar to see the light that, hey, Brock, your best chance for a championship is through me, not through Roman Reigns. And, well, then he got put through the canvas. But, no, listen, the believability of Roman Reigns getting taken out, the believability of that strap no longer being on the head of the table, it isn't there often, but it certainly gets ramped up when the Beast Incarnate shows up. Is day one the time, Mark? What's up?
You know what? I believe that day one is not the time because WrestleMania is coming. But what I do want to add to this is last night Brock Lesnar was the most entertaining that he ever was in pro wrestling history.
He talked a lot last night.
His promo at the beginning, his interaction with Sammy was off the charts.
That's a
great
point.
He entertained the shit out of me. And the only time that I ever felt like that it was just hilarious is when he made the Money in the Bank briefcase the radio.
Yeah.
And he was dancing and shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, LeBron is crazy. Like, everybody loved that. And last night was no different. Brock was the best he ever was as an entertainer. Maybe not as a wrestler, because that wasn't his role to play last night. But Brock Lesnar got over with me like a son of a gun.
Well, I think we've talked about it on the air, but I know we've talked privately about this. You know, Lesnar is very entertaining. He's very, I want to be careful with the word, but I would say charismatic. Like, I don't know how many people get to see it. I got to see it when he was in the UFC. I got to see him in his freestyle element when he'd do like a media day or a press conference, and we just ask him questions and he'd freestyle. He'd riff. He'd give you long answers. He'd laugh. He'd smile. He'd joke. You know what I mean? You got to see him obviously in a backstage capacity. The dude can, when he wants to, he can really chop it up. I mean, he's not Sami Zayn. It's not like this. It's not that type of charisma, but he has his own sort of charisma, and he can be really captivating on a microphone.
Man, you can go all the way back to when him and Taker were wrestling.
Yeah.
And he gave Taker the spear. And they were both laying on the ground side by side, and Brock was sitting laughing like, and Taker sat up, and his expression changed. Man, like, Brock can entertain you if he wants to.
Yep.
He does not need Paul Heyman, as last night proved that he does not need Paul Heyman.
That's well said.
And there are a lot of people that subscribe to the theory that Brock is over because Paul Heyman got him over.
Well,
Paul Heyman added.
Yes.
But Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar.
That's great. This is kind of a proving ground without Paul Heyman. It is exciting to see where we can go with the character of Brock Lesnar, because this is kind of, Sammy kind of joked about it last night. Hey, man, I love the top knot. Wish he would have done it sooner. I love this version of Brock Lesnar. You know, I do too. I do too. This is a really interesting version of Brock Lesnar, and it's got me more excited for what could come down the line, Mark, because Brock Lesnar, we just saw Billy Gunn out there on AEW bumping it. What's he, 58? Some stupid number? Like, just ridiculous age, right? Brock Lesnar is nowhere near that. Now, I know he's not Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn, you know, might not be the benchmark for everybody, but Brock Lesnar is going to be doing this for a very long time, by my estimation, Mark.
Yes,
it's going to be exciting to see where the character goes.
I can't wait to see what the callers say about what we've talked about so this far, this morning, because, and I know at some point we're gonna get to the nation, and the nation, please have a take on how you think that Brock Lesnar should go forward, and what you feel about Sami Zayn, because those two things that we talked about this morning, there's a lot of meat on the bone for that.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here, and if you love football, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. With episodes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we cover every NFL angle and talk to guests from across the NFL world, Hall of Famers, analytics nerds, and I say that lovingly as someone who wants to be an analytics nerd very badly, fantasy football experts, all of it. They're discussions you're not going to find anywhere else. So please, subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Camille and Melina, ladies, first of all, congratulations on what has been a great year for the NWA, things getting back in full swing. Camille, congrats to you for being champ, reigning since the summer. How are you feeling about this matchup? We're just a few hours away, obviously going down tonight, 8 o'clock on Fight TV, NWA Hard Times 2. Camille, I'll start with you. Big test against Melina coming up here in a few hours.
Well, you say big test. I say it's just another day. I woke up this morning, had my breakfast, did a little bit of cardio, worked out. Just do what I always do. And that's how I get ready for every day, every match, everything. So to me, it's just another day. Don't get me wrong. I respect Melina. She's been in this game a long time. She experience-wise, she has that on me. She sure does. I'll give her that. But with experience also comes old age. And I got the young, fresh body on her. Wake up this morning, Melina. I mean, you got sunglasses on right now. You probably had to take your arthritis medication to get out of bed. Is that what you did this morning?
Melina?
No, I think it's funny because one of these years, you're going to be my age. And let's see if you're even going to be wrestling, okay? Or even looking as good as I do. So, you know what? You can say everything that you want. I did the same thing too. So when you live life, you understand, oh, that's what people were trying to tell me. Oh, that's what people were trying to show me. And you know what? People like me at this age are trying to show you what you can do, because let's see what you're going to be doing when you reach this level. I mean, this is the first time I've ever heard you say anything nice about me when it came to respect or what I've accomplished. And that's the issue I had. And you know what? Maybe I don't go about it the right way. And I do, you know, I'm only human. But I just, you know, you reach some moments where it's like, because you're human, you get fed up. And when you've accomplished as much as you could in wrestling, you give, you give, you give, you fight, you fight, you fight. And everybody just doesn't care. You know, I'm only human and I'm going to react. And I don't always react the correct way. And I admit that.
Ladies, I know y'all have beef, and it's going to get settled tonight. After it's all said and done, will there be mutual respect? Or is this something that is just not going to get resolved?
I mean, I feel like I said, I already have respect for Melina. The fact that she's been doing this for so long. What I don't respect is people that hang around the game too long past the times. You need to stick to doing appearances and signings. You can't get in the ring in there with me anymore. You just can't. And you know it. And you know it. And that eats at you. So will there be respect afterwards? I already respect the girl. I respect the woman. I do. But I don't respect that you think you get in there with me right now. It's just, I don't.
I like the way you presume that you understand my reasoning for what I do and why I'm still here. And then at some point, it's because I love it, and it's because it's life. I don't know. I love it so much that I probably don't understand the difference between love and pain, because love is pain. And I go into a wrestling match and I come out the other end, whether it's win or lose, I freaking love what I do and I survive it. And it's as if it's life, because you know what? Life hits me harder than anything that you could ever give me in the ring, Camille. And I know if I could survive this, if I could win this match, there's nothing I can do outside of it. And sometimes that's what I need. That's the you know, adrenaline
personal
shot that I
challenge.
Need. But I love wrestling. And when you love wrestling as much as, you know, I would hope that you love it as much as I do, that it's hard to walk away from. And the fact that I keep making history, or I keep freaking pushing people to another level, even it doesn't matter whether I win or lose. It's that I keep giving a fight to other people and making people want it that much more. You get complacent. You'll see. You'll understand at one point. I never diminished what your ability is. I never diminished and knocked down what you're capable of. I've always said, you are the future, Camille. You are the now and the future. You are so amazing. But at the same time, you're not pushed to the level that you could be. You could be so, you only scratch the surface of what you can be. And you're already incredible. I want you to be more than that. And whether I have to, you know, put myself out there and risk it all to show you what you're capable of, I'm going to do it. But at the same time, I'm going to go after the title, because you know what? What's the point of doing it if you're not going all out? And that's
Melina, what is the thing that you want to teach Camille, that you feel like she doesn't know?
There's so many things. One is because she keeps mentioning the age, that it doesn't matter what age you're at. At some point in time, yeah, I'm going to have to give it up, but it's not today. It's not today. And the main thing is that I think sometimes people get so complacent. They don't know what a fight is, but I'm born to fight. I'm born to fight whether I want it or not. It's a reaction. Sometimes I do want to quit, but for some reason I keep fighting and I bring out something in somebody else because of that. And I know that this match tonight is going to be like no other she's ever been through. And that's what I'm going to give her, because she thinks it's going to be nice and easy and everything's going to be okay. No, it's not, because she's never been in the ring with the Hellcat.
Camille, to Melina's point there, Melina talking about her experience, it obviously is vast. It is ample. Listen, with that experience comes a toolbox full of different skill sets, right? She has different experiences. She has different tricks of the trade. Is that something you're aware of coming in to this match? Yes, I mean, age is always a factor, but with that age comes experience, and Melina is experienced. She's seen it all in this business, Camille. That's got to be a threat to you on some level.
No, 100%. But what you may not know, I'm a collegiate athlete. I played college softball, and what we did a lot of times is we studied tape. So I'm not taking her lightly. I've watched Melina's stuff. I've studied what she does. So I am ready for her. And she talks about getting complacent. Well, Melina, just because I make things look easy does not mean I'm complacent. I just make it look like it ain't nothing.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you've always succeeded and you never, like, you don't know what true loss is. Once you lose that title, that's when it really hits you. What being a champion.
When am I going to lose that title? Tonight? It ain't happening tonight, Melina. It ain't happening.
You're going to need to lose that title to understand what winning it and keeping it means.
Melina, to your point, you hear the talk about age from Camille. Listen, you referenced it to start this chat. You've been there. You've seen it. In fact, you said, hey, I was you. I felt that same way at some point. I got to imagine that, you know, going through it, having experienced that, having been the young champ on the block, that actually gets to play into your favor because, again, that's experience. That's something you've lived. You've had that window into the business before.
Yeah, you get cocky. And that's when you start learning true life lessons. And then once you start having, like, hitting those moments where it's like, ah, crap, you look back and it's like, I shouldn't have been too cocky. But that's the beauty of life. Like, I don't look back and think like, oh, when I had those moments or losing the title was a bad thing. It just made me hungrier. And that's when you know who's going to last in this business, who's going to be true champions, who's going to be future legends are the ones who take those losses and freaking want to come back and get it and get it again and never give up. And that's what I'm saying. When you hit your lows, that's when you know who you really are and how strong you really are. I'm not saying she's not. She is. But she's never going to understand how strong she is until she has a loss. And that's going to be the title.
All right, ladies, NWA Hard Times 2 going down tonight, 8 o'clock on Fight TV. Champ, I'm going to give you the last word here, Camille. We'll get you out of here. We want to thank you for the time. Final thoughts on your showdown against Melina.
Final thoughts, everybody tune in to Fight TV tonight to see me put Melina in the retirement home.
Well, looks like we've had enough talk. It's time for the NWA Women's World Championship match. I can't wait to see this tonight, ladies. Y'all go out there, get ready. I think this is going to be one to remember.
MMA Today has you covered with the latest fight news, breakdowns, and insider analysis from some of the best minds in and out of the cage. Anthony Smith and Dee Thomas team up with RJ Clifford and Ryan McKinnell to deliver all the knockout content you should know about. Plus, they talk to the biggest names in the fight game, from hard hitters like UFC heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou to rising stars like Corey Sandhagen. MMA Today, Tuesday through Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
It's weekly winter time, where Mark Henry, the world's strongest man, and myself give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling.
You know, when it comes down to it, you can only pick one, Ryan.
That is true. If you ain't first, you're last, Mark.
If you're not first, you're last. The number one match of the week, I felt like went to Ruby Soho and Chris Statlander.
I agree.
And you start thinking, man, like Daniel Bryan had an unbelievable match. CM Punk had an unbelievable match. Might not have been a five-star as the dirt sheet critics call them, but nonetheless, you got that. Darby Allin and Sting, Billy Gunn and Colton should be really proud of himself because he didn't look out of place in there with three guys that are in the hall, are going to be Hall of Famers.
That was a clean match. And Billy Gunn, Mark. Billy Gunn. I know people are talking about, oh, he looks great. You know, he's this body guy at 58. You know, he does look great. His body looks great. Billy Gunn looks great. He's also bumping and selling his ass off at 58 years old. Like, it's one thing to be 58 and to get through a match and, hey, we're going to work a street fight. You're going to go out and you're going to do this. We'll get you by, Billy Gunn. We'll prop you up at 58. No. Billy Gunn is going out there and putting on matches at 58. What the fuck?
Man. And I'm gonna have to go to the end. We talked about Cody, but we did not talk about how effing good Andrade is.
Do we need
my Lord?
He's so good.
That dude is good, man.
Yes, he is.
How do you fire that guy? Why?
I got no words. Yeah, no. He should have been a champion. He should have been your champion for a run. I know Alberto Del Rio, and you put the strap on him for the Mexico tour and whatever. If you Andrade El Idolo is a stone cold superstar. He looks like $1 million. He wrestles like $1 million. Everything about him screams money. He is a champion, tall, dark, and handsome. Like, how much more do we need to talk about this dude before? Like, I hope he gets the gold in AEW at some point.
Hey, you know who my weekly winner is. I'm not even saying nothing else. I'm not saying nothing else. I've alluded to it enough.
I think you do need it. Wednesday night Dynamite, getting your
Wednesday
there.
Sir.
Well, I would love to
and
play.
Don't be an antagonist.
Advocate.
You know what's good.
Now, I know.
You know what's
bad.
I'm not telling you nothing.
I'd love to play devil's advocate, and I'd love to look at Raw. I did that a couple weeks ago. I tried to give motivation to Vinnie Mac and the Monday Night crew to keep putting on a good show, and they are. You know what I mean? It's a better show, I think, having the SmackDown roster come over and having the likes of Kevin Owens and Big E and Seth Rollins and Edge stop by definitely helps out the product. But as you said, man, like you can't lie. The best match of the week. Well, listen, it was either Sammy Guevara and Tony Nese on Friday, or it was Wednesday between Ruby Soho and Chris Statlander. I lean towards Ruby and Chris, but if you said Sammy, I wouldn't be mad with that match either on Friday against Nese. But when you have one of the matches of the week with the ladies, with Ruby and Chris, and then you have Bryan Danielson and CM Punk kicking off the show, you got a Sting appearance, and then you got a flaming table main event with Andrade El Idolo taking on Cody Rhodes. Maybe you didn't like the ending. That's fine. But you can't deny what the match was and the memories that were made. Another solid show on Wednesday night. And I know people talk about the ratings and yada, yada, yada. I don't give a shit about the ratings. 10 people could watch Wednesday night, and it's still the best show of the week when you got Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, Match of the Week, Flaming Tables. It was an entire show on Wednesday. It's getting a little, it's getting a little boring, Mark. This is starting to be a runaway. Friday night, you need to pick your shit up. Tuesday, Monday, Thursday, everybody needs to raise their game because Dynamite, I'm getting sick. Like I said, I'm getting sick of being called a shill without having that paycheck to reflect it. So please,
it ain't my
pro
fault.
Wrestling. No, it's not. It's not.
I didn't book it.
Don't blame Mark.
Don't blame me.
All right. We also got War Games for NXT. And I know I've been a little hard on NXT. I liked what we saw this week, Mark. And listen, man, for me, there's a lot on the line at War Games. And I'm not talking about the matches. I'm talking about the brand, man. Because for 7-8 years, NXT, for my money, was the most consistent wrestling product on the planet. I think their pay-per-views, their takeovers, Mark, I don't think there was anything below a 6 out of 10, like in terms of enjoyment. There, I mean, more often than not, takeovers were 7 out of 10s, 8 out of 10s. I mean, highly enjoyable shows. I want to see that lineage continue. I want to see a big delivery for War Games. If War Games doesn't deliver, it's going to make me feel a certain way about NXT. But I think when you look at the match placement, when you look at the stories being told, especially the 2.0 versus the Black and Gold in terms of the War Games match, I like the build towards it. I'm expecting a good card. I hope it delivers.
You know, I think it is a good card. And yeah, it delivering is up to them. I think they're going to have an audience because everybody loves War Games. Everybody, the history behind it.
Sure.
You know, like you want to see it succeed. The same thing, you know, as a fan of pro wrestling, everything like Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching Survivor Series. Survivor Series today is not the Survivor Series that we used to watch when we were kids. You know, so I want to see that get fixed. You know, like Dusty Rhodes and Arn Anderson, like the WCW faithful, people that I remember during that time, I wanted to get back to that. And I know that's hard to say because it was Dusty Rhodes and Arn Anderson. But if you're close, it's good enough. And putting it to where who wins gets supremacy, whether it's the young people or the old people, That's irrelevant to me. I never wanted a war between the young and the old because the young needs the old to succeed, to know, to be able to get passed on something. You know, that wasn't a good war to me. But what is a good war is the style of show. Ryan, yeah, you know that
exactly.
Nobody loved NXT Black and Gold more than you and I a year ago.
I know.
Nobody talked about them the way we talked about them. They were giving AEW fits.
Absolutely. Weekly winner was going to NXT. I mean, not every week, but like you said, they were giving them real fits. They were in the running every week.
I mean, those two shows were the best two shows in pro wrestling, hands down. This is before the Bloodline. This is before Roman Reigns came in and single-handedly started taking over pro wrestling. And I want to see the Black and Gold win, but I feel like that the deck is stacked so hard against it because of all the money that's been spent on the new build, on the new set, the new look, the new marketing and all of that, that it would almost be counterproductive to go back because the people that made that show are not there no more. That all of these new people, they can't carry the show like an Adam Cole did. I mean, you could bring back Samoa Joe and Samoa Joe go, hey, it might be cool to have all these colors and stuff, but when I come out, black the room. Shine the gold lights around the on the floor. It's going to be black and gold when I come out. Like, you can do that with him because he's a transcendent wrestler. And he can command that kind of presence. But I don't think it's going to totally go back to that. I just don't feel it. And it's sad.
And the black and gold doesn't have the big bad Moody Nephew on their side. So Team 2.0 looking quite formidable as we head into War Games.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Producers our very own diva Gabby Laspisa and Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM's senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.